Hello, this is This Day in History on WHIW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On December 28, 1869, the Knights of Labor, a labor union of tailors in Philadelphia, hold the first Labor Day ceremonies in American history. The Knights of Labor was established as a secret society earlier in the year and later grew into a national body that played an important role in the labor movement.
It's a wonderful day for a parade!
Don't you mean night, Clemens?
You're right! It's a wonderful night for a parade! I'm not Clemens!
I can't see you! My visor is stuck!
I can't see you through this fog! Who are you?
There's fog? This is an excellent secret society with the fog and the visors! We don't know who anybody is!
Why are we holding this at night?
No one suspects a parade in the nighttime!
Hold on! I'll turn on my brights and then we'll all be able to see!
Brilliant! Sweet crackers, I'm blind!
I'm coming to the light! Take me home!
Stop shouting, I can't see you!
And of course, the reason that the Knights of Labor went from being a society of tailors to an actually important labor movement was because all the original ones died and someone else just took the name. People who were smart and didn't drive their cars at night in fog with their brights on. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.